Yesterday night I cried for 4 straight hours in the tune of Avner Balames. 4 hours. Mm-hmm. 4 hours. I came home back at 1 and a half, almost 2. My wife looked at me and she told me, "How much you cried?" I told her, why are you saying? She said, "Your eyes are swollen." I was crying for 4 hours. It cannot be that when a person wants to achieve something, he will not going to be able to. And if Hashem is stopping you, so you need to confront with Hashem, you need to go to Hashem. And it's on every topic, on every situation. You want to stay to live in Eretz Israel and you don't know how to do it. You want to find your parnasah sources. You want to find your wife. You want to achieve happiness. You want to do tshuva. You want to learn Torah so much and you don't understand the Hebrew letters. You don't know what to do with it. So, the Gemara is saying you should do what Rabbi Akiva done. And then the Gemara is saying, but a lot of people went to learn in yeshiva. No, it's not what the Rabbi Akiva done. Rabbi Akiva was asking from the one that have the wisdom. This is what it means to do what the Rabbi Akiva done. To go and to pray to Hashem. You can try to learn and it's you're dumb. You're stupid. Your brain is not working. It's closed. Your wisdom is somewhere else. You lost your wisdom with all of pigmei abrit, with all of bad thoughts, with all of drinking, alcohol, using drugs, looking at women, and all lusts and desires. You lost your mochin, your brain. You lost your sechel. You lost your sechel. Now you don't have sechel. Someone asks you, you look at him, you don't know the answer. He asks you, "Do you remember?" No. Brain is not working. What can you do? You were playing football too many times. Bang your head with that helmet again. You were a big, strong quarterback. You got it. You were a boxer. You were a fighter. You were a dancer. Whatever. And this is it. And so now, you lost your brain. So now, who can give you the brain back? Who can bring it to you back? Only the one that have it. The one that have it is Hashem Yitbarach himself. So need to beg. So Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem can do everything. Hashem can make you to be a huge Talmid Chacham, a genius. Can make you a genius. Now you don't know your name, the number of your shoes, you don't know which number your pants are, you don't know. You don't know your size, you don't know. The number of your glasses, you don't know. You don't know where you live. How many guys from the apartment? Rav, if I need to receive letters, what's my address? You don't know your address. Where is our house, Rav? I don't know where they live. So what can you do? It's reality. Bottom line, you don't know where you live. You don't know who you are. Do you know who you are? No. On Rabbi Chaim, you don't know. Rabbi Chaim Vital, someone told him that he saw a huge soul in a dream of a Tana. And he saw him, but actually he saw the face of Rabbi Chaim Vital in the face of that Tana. So he asked that Tana, "How can it be that you are that Tana, but you have the face of Rabbi Chaim Vital?" So he told him, "Because Rabbi Chaim Vital is coming from my soul." So Rabbi Chaim Vital got the face of that Tana. Probably it was Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Chaim Vital said that Ari HaKadosh told him that he's from the source of the Neshama of Rabbi Akiva. So probably that righteous man saw Rabbi Akiva. And he sees Rabbi Chaim Vital. You know whose face you have? You know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? You don't know. Do you know what your ability is? Who can you be? Who can you? It's like a butterfly before that he borns a worm. And it's going to take you a while. And part of that time, it's not to know about yourself. When he's entering into that, what?
Cocoon.
He doesn't know what he's going to do. He's just dead tired after a huge meal. And this is it. And he's going to sleep. And he's looking for a warm place to sleep. And this is it. He doesn't know what's going to be with him. And when he borns to a new world, this is what is going to happen to you one day. Now you just need to work and to carve your way towards Kedusha, to find Hashem, to seek for Hashem, to seek for your soul. How are you going to know Hashem when you're not connected to your soul? First step. Who am I? What's my job? What Hashem wants for me? That I'm going to do what? V'anachnu ma? We're asking Hashem, ma, what? What do you want from us? What's my job in life? What do you want me to do? Obi took our business cards, and he went to Or Sameach and he threw a bunch of them, kacha, like that. on the floor in front of Or Sameach. All of the way to Arze Abira. He was just spreading them on the floor, on Arze Abira, on the benches, on the tables, in Shabbos, all of those religious women with their strollers came to talk and to chat in Shabbos. It was all prepared for them. Business cards, Emunah Channel, all of them can read, can see, can remember, can check it. This is something. You know how many souls you made? You know how many souls you made? You know what you've done in that moment? You know what you've done? You're afraid that people are going to talk about us? You're afraid? No fear. This is it. This is it. This is it. Spread the rumor. This is it. Emunah Channel is on the air. This is it. Not afraid. Finish. Finito la commedia. We're on the air. Soon we're going to have a television. Soon we're going to have everything. Emunah Factory. This is it. Arab is supporting us. Hashem is supporting us. Why are you giving them back? You need to give them to other people. We're not stopping. Hashem Yitbarach is with us. We have a green light. This is why we put green color. We have a green light. This is it. We have a green light. We're going to save Am Yisrael. I asked today, Arav. I told him, Arav, can I ask you a private question? Just you and me. He told me yes. I told him, what you and I going to do? Manasseh, Arav. What are we going to do? We need to save Am Yisrael. And people are stopping us. What should we do? If you're not dividing between you to the righteous man, you're with him. But when you listen to the voice of the Yetzer Hara that tells you, you're bad, you're not like him, you're not holy, you're contaminated, you sin, and you follow him, so you're with him. You're going to follow who you're going to choose to follow. The free choice is in your hand to choose what you want to do in your life. The free choice is in your hand to decide. I want to attach myself to the Kedusha, to Hashem, no matter what's going to happen in this world. I'm not giving up. I'm ready to give up on everything that Hashem wants me to give up. But not on Hashem. And davar omed mifne ratzon, there is nothing that stands up to block you from the will, except of the will. So Rabbi Natan explained that nothing stops you from wanting. Nothing can stop you from having a will. If you want to put tefillin and you don't have tefillin, so you cannot put tefillin. You don't have tefillin. You want to keep Shabbos and you don't know how to do it. A lot of people are saying, I started to keep Shabbos, and this, and then they're telling you what they were doing in Shabbos. You're shocked. You're, whoa, yes. I see. But bottom line, they want to keep Shabbos. So no one can stop you. You cannot say that end of our omed bifnei haratzon, nothing can stop you except from one. If you want, it's not a good, it's not the right explanation. Nothing stop you if you want. It's not true. You can be in prison. No tefillin. People in Auschwitz. What you can do? You never learned how to keep Shabbos. Now today you can keep Shabbos. You cannot. What you gonna do? You don't know what to do, what not to do. You just go out from the house. It can be that you're violating rules of Shabbos. You just ate and you don't know. So it cannot be the explanation. Rabbi Natan in Nikuta Halachot is explaining that nothing is stopping you from wanting. People even can hold a gun in front of your face to tell you, if you're going to say, I want to serve Hashem, we're going to kill you. Do you want to serve Hashem? You can say no with your mouth. But in the heart, they cannot take your heart. In the heart you can say no. In the mouth you can say no, but in the heart you can say yes. You can say in your mouth, no, I'm not going to listen to you. They will never going to know which no you said. You said, no, you want to serve Hashem? No, I will never going to listen to you. This is what you say in your heart. No one can tell. No one can tell. You say, I said no. You want to serve Hashem? No, we're never going to listen to you. No one can say. No one can know what you said with your heart. And your heart is in your hand. When? When you don't have Tavat Ni'uf. When you don't have Tavat Niruf, because no efisha chasar lev, when you have lust for women, your heart is not in your hand. Because when you saw a beautiful woman, according to your imagination, an attractive woman, you gave her your heart. You gave her your heart. This is it. You don't have a heart anymore. You contaminated all of your organs. This is it. Contaminated. No heart. Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. You should be holy because I'm holy. What's the connection? You're holy, so we should be holy. What's the connection? Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. You're going to be holy because I'm holy. Hashem, you're not made out of flesh and bones. How you tell us to be like you when we're totally not like you? We have a body. Because if you're going to attach yourself to me, you're going to become to be holy. Because mi metayer etchem? Who is purifying you? The mikveh? Mikveh metayer et hatmeim. Mikveh is purifying the contaminated people. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayer et Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu purify Am Yisrael. The mikveh can purify people with narrow-minded. That they cannot believe that there is Hashem. They have to go to the mikveh. They have to go to the mikveh. They have to have physical things. No, I have to have 8 hours schedule of learning Torah. If not, I cannot have peace in the house. If not, I cannot be a Talmid Chacham. Who said so? Yosef HaTzadik in the Chumash, Rashi is bringing that came Gabriel HaMalach, the angel Gabriel, at one night. He taught him 70 languages, all wisdoms, that he become to be higher than Pharaoh. In one night. Rav Berlan said to Rav Shalom, in one morning I woke up and I had all of the Torah in the palm of my hand. Rabbi Akiva received the Torah from Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu received the holy tablets from Hashem. The tefillin shebarosh, the tefillin that's inside the head, you cannot put them. Hashem will put them to you. Once when I was when I started my tshuva, I was going usually to a healer. A female healer. Is that how you say it? Natural healer. She was doing to me with meditation. She saw a lot of things. And Rav Shalom told me after a while that there is a lot of truth in that woman. Not every healer. There are a lot of demons walking between us. So be careful. But that woman, she's bringing a lot of information from a holy source. A lot of good things she knows. She told, and she's not religious. And for her it was hard. When I started to do tshuva, I started to leave her. This is it. It wasn't interesting anymore. But I was coming once in a while because she gave me a lot. I cannot ignore. She helped me with my awareness and a lot of big, important process of my life. She's got a merit for them. No doubt about it at all. And one time I came for her. So she told me, Dror, I want to tell you something. In the middle of a treatment, of a healing treatment, and she's with her eyes closed, and I'm with my eyes closed, and she told me, I want to tell you. The truth is that I don't want to share that piece of information with you. Because you know me, that I'm not religious. But it's my obligation as a healer, as a natural healer, to tell you everything that I see. And I cannot interfere in what Hashem let me see. And I see angels putting tefillin on your head and on your arm. This is what the chief saw. And she couldn't stop herself from telling me that. So I told her, so now you understand why I'm choosing to do tshuva. Because it's something that happens from inside. It's not that, oh, someone told me that I need to put tefillin and now I'm going and putting tefillin and you become to be religious with a physical tefillin made out of leather and someone wrote something inside and now you're religious with tefillin. This is how people from outside they see. But people that don't want to see, this is what they see. But tefillin shebarosh, you need to have tefillin shebarosh, tefillin that's inside the head. Those you cannot put. How are you going to put tefillin barosh inside the head? Surgery? You cannot put tefillin barosh. Tefillin shebarosh, it's the brain. It's the wisdom. Which tefillin? It's the pe'er. It's the glory of Am Yisrael. It's the beiti, it's the house of Hashem. It's beiti betefillah. It's when the person have the mochin of the tefillah. The brain that he wants to pray. That he realizes that to get closer to Hashem, it's only through prayers. Learning Torah, keeping mitzvot, praying to Hashem, it's all bringing you to one understanding, one purpose, that for that Hashem created the world. To know Him, Itbarach. To know Him, to understand Him, to recognize Him, to have a complete faith. For that He created the world, for that He gave us the Torah. That you're going to know Him, that you're going to learn about Him, that you're going to understand Him, that you're going to recognize Him, that you're going to know that it's all Him, and Him, and Him, and Him. And no matter what's going to happen to you in your life, for sure, you will always going to have tests. We're always going to have tests. There is no doubt about it. You will have tests.
Because Yosef HaTzadik had tests, and Yaakov had tests, and Yitzchak, and Abraham, and Yehuda, like Rav Shalom said in Shabbos. Why? You see Yehuda and Yosef, they're the tribes that you have the most complex life they had. Stories on them, and adventures, and tests. Why? Because Mashiach is coming through them. You have Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben Yehuda, ben David, from the tribe of Yehuda. So if the light of Mashiach is coming through you, you're gonna go through in your life, no matter what you're gonna do. You have to. Rav Shalom told me that today. This is why you're going through so much on me, he said. And this is why I am on himself, he said, going through also what I'm going through in my life. This is what that he said to me today. Because the light of Mashiach is coming, he's coming, you don't see. You don't see that we never, none of us, never heard classes like those. You know, what? We never. Chidushim like the Rav Shalom brought down in the Garden of Faith, Garden of Peace, Garden of Yearnings, Garden of Gratitude. No righteous person in the world wrote books like those. And I'm bringing just from him, I'm just handing it to you. What did he brought down to the world? When he asked me, he told me once, I want you to go and to explain to the Rabbani, to his wife, that you and me are one, that you're not doing things on your own, that you're just continuing my will, what that I'm doing. So I told him, Arav, you know, you're telling me to do something that is so simple, so obvious, because which faith I have? What did you in your classes explain to us that it's faith? You taught us what it means, faith. Before we met you, we didn't have faith. We had something vague, something modern. We didn't know what really means faith. And you explained it to us, and we went with this to our houses, with that to our houses, and said, all right, let's try it. Let's try. Let's talk to Hashem on it. Let's see what will happen. And it worked. So this is the faith that we have. It's your faith that we have. We believe in what it you gave us to believe in. We don't have faith of our own. We have something vague, we have a certain connection, but all of the clarity, all of the understanding, all of the will, it's yours. It's not ours. We're not claiming that it's ours. We know that we received it from you. And what did you now can enjoy and receive from me, it's not yours. And there is a term, there is a rule. You can receive only if you're about to give. If not, you cannot receive, because it's not belongs to you. It belongs to all of Am Israel. When we're coming to teach, we're coming to teach thousands of people. We're not stopping in this class. We're not stopping in this class. It's not even the beginning, this class. This class, it's a jumping board. This is it. From here, it's flying out to the world. To millions of people. A woman wrote to us a comment on the YouTube. She said, I'm not Jewish, and I'm watching your classes for over 1.5 years. And because of those classes, I'm alive. It gives me power to be alive, to stay alive. And I'm waiting for the next classes in thirst. And thank you that you're coming and teaching even to my place, even that I'm not Jewish. You know how much it counts in the eyes of Hashem that someone is taking care of the nations, that someone is taking care of people, that someone cares about people. People with no difference of colors, of race, of sex, of how much money they have, if I don't know what. With no connection to nothing. We're just keeping that word of the verse, Shlach lachmecha al pnei ha-mayim. We're spreading, putting our bread on the waves, that the water is going to take it to whomever. Whoever will want to take it, will take it, will enjoy. We don't care who watch. We want everyone to watch. From what? From our life. We're cutting pieces of our organs, of our hands and legs, and to give. We're giving, we're sacrificing from our time, from our money, Baruch Hashem, Shefa. All we're doing, all for who? For who? That woman going to be able to watch the class
And she's going to say, oh, thank you, the Creator. Thank you that you're with me. Thank you that you love me. And we gave her life. We gave her life. And we'll give to thousands and thousands more. And it's expanding. And it's growing. And it's developing in a wild way. The numbers are crazy. I'm not going to share with you every day, but it's increasing every day. It's growing every day. I said today to Arav Shalom, I told him, Arav, the Emuna channel is the result of your prayers of years. He told me, I want you to bring your computer and show me the site. I want to see what you're doing. I want to see how we can do things together, how we can cooperate, how it's happening. It's that crazy story of Nachshon ben Aminadav, that he is throwing himself to the depths of the water with his sneakers, with his jeans, with his backpack, jumping into the water and carving the way against all odds, against all people that are talking Lashon Hara and saying he's not allowed. A person came to show my site and a site of a missionary, Christian missionary, to and open those two sites together and compared them and said, look what he's doing, how he's imitating Rav Shalom, and look at that Christian missionary and see how he's imitating Rav Shalom also, and he compared us both. This is how we wanted that they're going to close my site, that they will not going to allow me to film from the yeshiva. Busha v'cherpa. We don't care. We're doing things for Hashem Yitbarach. When Rav Shalom told me you need to fight, I told him, Rav, I'm not a man of war. I'm not about to fight. I don't want to fight. I rather to give up on everything. Here is the keys to my apartment. I told him, Rav, take my house. I told him, Rav, take my house. I'm walking away. I can show you text and I'm not lying. I told him, Rav, I give you my house. I'm walking away. I don't want nothing. I don't want to take nothing with me. The Emuna channel, I'm going to continue to give classes for my house. I don't mind. They don't need me to teach from a yeshiva. And the ones that loves me are going to come to meet me. I will meet with each and every one of you always. We're not meeting here because of Yeshiva Tchut Shel Chesed. This is the truth. No lies. Are we here because of Yeshiva Tchut Shel Chesed? We're not. We're here because we love each other. We're here because we like to learn together. Because we enjoy to be together. And if we're going to keep on wanting to be together, we will be together forever. It's not connected to nothing. Not because of the air condition that still not work. And not the fourth floor with no elevator. It's not it. Because we enjoy spending our lives together. Because we want to be together. Because we're learning things that helps us to live. And we know that it's coming from a holy source, that it is coming from Rav Shalom. So Rav Shalom, it's our Rebbe. And we're coming to learn his wisdom. We're coming to learn from his books, from his wisdom. And Hashem chose me and gave me the ability to hand it, to wrap it in a nice place. This is why I'm rapping. This is why I'm singing rap. Because I'm rapping the Rav Shalom's wisdom. And this is it. This is my job. And you enjoy. And we're enjoying. And we're good friends. Always will be. And we're just going to continue to do everything together. And the mission is to distribute that to every people outside. Yesterday in the end of the shiur, Rav Shalom said, after he explained all of the class yesterday morning, was based on the conversation of me and him 2 days ago in the evening. Me and him, we walked together in the evening. I asked him a question, he answered to me, and on that question he gave all of his class in Shabbos morning. And so in the end he said, and the conclusion of all of that conversation is distribution, is afatzah. This is the most important thing in the world. This is it. Distribution. You have something so good to yourself, it doesn't worth nothing. If you hold it for yourself, you have an amazing diamond. It's in your wallet. You don't have nothing. You have to cash it.
and you have to start spreading the bills, the money. You need to give that poor guy $500. Here, go pay your electricity bill. Here, you buy a house. Here, you buy groceries for your house. Here, food for shop. This is what it shows that you're rich. If you have millions on millions, piles of dollars in your bank account, you're the poorest person in the world. You're not enjoying. You don't know how to buy, to take your family to a restaurant. You don't know how to invite other people for Shabbos. You don't know how to buy clothes to children of Talmidei Chachamim that they have torn shoes. You don't know how to spend your money. So you're poor. You don't have money. You have imaginations, a lot of papers that shows that you have a lot of money. You're poor. You are poor, and your family are poor, and your friends are poor, and your nation are poor, and everyone are poor because you're cheap. So you're not rich. A rich person, ashir, it's coming from the word ashirut, it's coming from the same word shefa. This is the same shin and ayin of ashirut, you have them in shefa. Shin ayin, Rabbeinu is saying, it's shin ayin neorin, it's 370 kinds of lights. That Hashem created the world with 370 kinds of lights, different lights. That Hashem is illuminating the world with 370 lights. This is the shefa, this is the bounty, this is the ashirut kedusha. Holy wealth is coming from the light of Hashem. Light, it's something that you cannot stop. It not belongs to you that you're going to stop it. Can you block the sun? You're not allowed to block the sun. Halachically, you're not allowed to block the sun. If you want to build a wall and your neighbor is saying, hey, you're blocking the sun, you're not allowed to build that wall, even if it's the most important wall in the world. You're not allowed. Why? Because you block the sun. You're not allowed to block the light of Hashem. And now you received something. If it makes you so happy and now you hide it, so it's not it. You're wrong. It's not your job. Your job is to give it to others, to hand it to thousands of people. And you need to find a way how to do that. If it's by taking business cards and to give them and to hand them. If it's by mailing those YouTubes and to enter into blogs, into Facebook, into hell. Go down deep to hell and spread the rumor over there. Tell people, look, watch that clip, that class. Do whatever you can do. Take a picture of Arav, take a picture of whatever, of me, of whatever you feel that can illuminate the life for someone else. Spread it. Take one class, put it on top of music, make clips out of it, push it, upload it to the YouTube, to whatever. Expand. Copy our Torah sheets that we make for Shabbos and put them in your Bet Knesset. Whatever you do, whatever you want to do, do. What the Tzafatzah for you? By the CDs of Rav Shalom, of Rabbi Brody, the books of Rav Shalom, do whatever. When we're going to write books, take those books, whatever you can do, do. And meanwhile, talk. Meanwhile, talk to every person. Every person you see in the street. Tell him. Have you said thank you today? Have you said thank you to Hashem Yitbarach that you're alive? Have you thanked Hashem that you can shake my hand, that you can see me while we're talking? You appreciate the kippah that you have on your head, the tzitzit, that you're in Eretz Israel, that Hashem reveals His face to you, that you're alive, that Hashem revives you, that Hashem gives you life. Have you thanked Hashem on that? It's going to be your merit if you're going to take those words into actions. It's going to be your merit. This is how it's going to stay with you. Because Hashem is checking each and every one of us all of the time. Are you worthy to receive what I'm giving to you or not? All of the time. This is how you can see a person that sits with us for 2 years, for 3 years, and suddenly he's gone. Why he's gone? Because he wasn't with us. If he was with us, he would stay. Because you cannot refuse to a light like that. Tamuru kitov Hashem. If you tasted it, really, if you tasted it, you cannot push it. If you taste the taste of the Torah, the sweetness of the Torah, no one can say, I don't want it anymore. It means that you never tasted it. If you went out, if you left us, it means that you never tasted what it, never had a heart to hear, never had ears to hear. If you left, it means that you didn't hear. If you can say, I rather do something else in my life, it means that you never tasted, that you never was here. Because if you tasted it, Rabbeinu said,
מי שטעם יין הונגרי, no one can how to there's someone that the taste in Hungary wine, no one can
confuse
him in the future. He tasted, he knows what the taste of a Hungary wine means. The Torah of the Tzaddik. The Torah of the Tzaddik. If you taste, this is it. It's not my Torah. It's not Rav Shalom's Torah. It's Torah Hashem mamash. It's Torah Hashem. It's the Torah of Hashem. Hashem wants to reveal His mercy. Hashem wants to reveal His good. Hashem wants to reveal His kindness. On what are we talking? On my chidushim? On Rav Shalom's chidushim? Are we all day making pilpulim here and thinking wisdoms and assumptions? We're just talking on how to bring Hashem into our lives. We're doing a fatzah for Hashem, soldiers of Hashem. What am I asking you to do? To find Hashem in your lives. What are we asking from our students? To find Hashem in their lives. To talk to Hashem in their houses. To talk to Hashem in the fields. To talk to Hashem with people. To talk with Hashem. To be connected to Hashem. It's not my Torah. It cannot be no one's Torah. It's Torah Hashem. It's Torah Moshe. It's Divrei Elokim Chaim. It's live words from Hashem Yitbarach. And soon we're going to have a television that's going to spread the rumor live. Live, we're going to have live shows. Who wants to be the first one to interview? Thank you.